Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 3rd of November 2017, and this is the 683rd Mole Out Loud podcast, I think. I'm walking up Knocklofty. This wasn't my plan at all this morning, not least of which, which of the reasons is that there was a downpour predicted, a really precise one. You know, it was in the graph, it sort of had 10% likelihood and then very suddenly 90% likelihood. And earlier this morning, I knew that I needed to stay in bed, so I didn't plan it, and I'm not really dressed for it, but the precipitation has not happened yet. I've got my umbrella with me, which is a bit of an awkward thing in the bush, because I'm kind of creeping under branches and things. But I might just kind of go a little way, and I thought I'd bring you with me. It is quite an extraordinary day, because as I was coming up the hill through the on the street part before reaching the reserve itself, I looked up and there was the mountain, and it is completely covered with snow. It's beautiful, really beautiful. And it's just an exquisite cold morning, and it would feel like winter if it weren't for the strength of the sun, which is kind of coming through at the moment. But still, I'm wearing two thick jumpers, and I'm just really aware of not wanting to disturb other people. Birds and glistening, everything is absolutely glistening in the rain. In the aftermath of one lot of rain. I'm sure there will be another one, but I think I've got a bit of grace. I'm just looking up at the glisten, and I can see a couple of big birds' nests. I'm not sure what they might be. Crows maybe, but no, they're not quite big enough for that. I wish I could somehow convey the glisten, but I know that it's movement that makes it so beautiful. I can see all these sort of rainbows dancing off the leaves of the scrub in front of me, and off the trees, the leaves on the trees too. Really, really fantastic. Now, I think the person who was walking down in parallel to me has probably gone far enough for me to continue. I just thought I'd better stay still, because there is something very irritating about people nattering apparently on their phones in the bush. Next to the nest is this huge, not huge, but very long piece of bark that has fallen off a higher tree and nearly reaches the ground, but it must be about, I don't know, 15 feet long, and it looks as if it's some teenage bird has decided it wants to escape and has created this way of slithering down without having to fly. Well, I'm very glad I'm here, but it is a bit naughty. I can't spending hours wandering around the bush. I'm so pleased to be able to use my legs at the moment, and sometimes you just have to seize the day. Last night I went to my In the Flesh writing group, and we had a really good evening, managed to discuss everybody's work, and sometimes we only have one person's work and it takes the same amount of time. And last night I dreamt part of, well, I didn't, I dreamt my, in the story, which I haven't ever done before. I didn't actually develop anything within it, but I was definitely in that place. That was really exciting. I love that. I know some people dream their stories all the time or have revelations about their stories. I'm not one of those people. So it was a very exciting thing to happen. And I always sleep so much better when it's really cold. And as the snow suggests, it was really cold last night. It was 5 degrees, and I got out my winter doona that I had decided I wouldn't need again until the autumn at least, a couple of weeks ago when it was 32 degrees. But it was lovely having a cold night, and actually the weather feels as if it's going to remain quite cool for the next few days. I do hope that you have been engaged with your work as well, and also that you have give yourself time to enjoy the unknowns that the day will bring, beautiful weather that you weren't expecting, or just something that, some opportunities that you might feel you hadn't thought to do, but you might just seize anyway. I think my feeling about this has been accentuated by not being called for jury duty yet again. I'll know tonight whether I'm expected next week. Well, I'm sure I will be expected next week, but whether I'll be expected on Monday. So these little gifts of one day after the other. It also makes me feel less guilty about not getting home immediately to start working. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. I realise now, as I'm saying this, that I wasn't going to do a podcast today because it's Friday. But I have, so thank you very much for listening today on this odd Friday. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.